This is AP News Minute. Hurricane Earl now packs 145 mile-per-hour winds as it continues to churn towards the North Carolina coast. Forecasters are still trying to pinpoint exactly where and if Earl will make landfall. Hurricane warnings and watches have now been posted from North Carolina to New England. Police in suburban Washington continue to go through Discovery Channel's headquarters looking for explosives. This after a man with at least one explosive device strapped to his body took three people hostage. Police eventually killed the man after officers saw him point a handgun at a hostage. President Barack Obama says he's cautiously hopeful that Middle East leaders can settle their differences. Obama dined with leaders of Jordan, Egypt, Israel, and the Palestinians Wednesday night at the White House. Peace talks are scheduled for this weekend. Engineers plan to remove a cap on the blown-out Gulf of Mexico well later today. This is a prelude to raising the massive blowout preventer that failed to prevent April's disaster. Engineers don't expect to see another gusher when they remove that cap today. Ed Donahue, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.